BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The World Health Organization and its partners say around 18 million doses of the world's first malaria vaccine will be delivered to 12 African nations by 2025. WHO says the vaccine could save one life for every 200 children vaccinated. Dorcas Wangira reports.
Nearly every minute in the continent, a child under the age of 5 dies of malaria. The demand for the first 18 million allocated doses of the RTSS vaccine is very high, far exceeding the supply. WHO, Gavi and other partners said they considered which countries had the greatest need, the maximum health impact and equity. Malawi, Ghana and Kenya, which had already administered the vaccines in a pilot phase to at least 1.7 million children, have been allocated 6.9 million doses.
The authorities in South Africa say at least 16 people, including children, have died from inhaling toxic gas in an informal settlement near the town of Boksburg, east of Johannesburg. Nomsa Maseko has more details.
Nitrate oxide gas is often used by illegal gold miners, known here as zamazamas, to extract gold from soil stolen from abandoned mine shafts in the area. One of the cylinders was found leaking at the densely populated Angelo informal settlement, a shanty town east of Johannesburg. The dead were found within a 100-meter radius from the scene. Emergency services officials have told the BBC that no one has been hospitalized, but they fear more bodies could be found throughout the night as search and rescue teams continue with their work.
The social media giant Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, has officially launched its new app, Threads. The app will be linked to Instagram and is widely seen as a potential rival to Twitter. Meta describes it as a text-based conversation app. Thousands of anti-government protesters in Israel have blocked a major highway into the city of Tel Aviv following the resignation of the city's police commander. Amichai Eshed said he was quitting rather than succumb to pressure from ministers to use excessive force against protesters. Israel's seen weeks of mass demonstrations over the hard-right government's plans to overhaul the justice system. This man was among those on the streets on Wednesday night.
I'm here today because I'm an Israeli who cares about democracy. I know that if the government decided to fire the head police officer of Tel Aviv only because he decided that it's legal to protest, I think this is one step further for Israel to be a non-democratic state. This is why I'm here today.
World News from the BBC. The French military is investigating reports that off-duty Marines tackled rioters in the port city of Lorient last weekend. One local newspaper published photos of men in masks and hoods detaining suspected troublemakers. Parliament in Ghana has backed a proposed amendment to an anti-gay bill that would make identifying as LGBT punishable by a 3-year prison sentence. People who campaign for gay and trans rights could face up to 10 years in jail. The amendments were backed by a cross-party group of MPs, but will be scrutinised again before becoming law. The US Secret Service has confirmed that a white substance that sparked a security alert at the White House was cocaine. The discovery in the West Wing, which contains the Oval Office and other working areas, led to a brief evacuation on Sunday night. The White House spokesperson is Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is under the purview of the Secret Service. They are currently investigating. The President and the First Lady and their family were not here this weekend. Where this was discovered is a heavily traveled area where many White House, West Wing, I should be even more specific, West Wing visitors come through this particular area.
The Nicaraguan Catholic Bishop Rolando Alvarez, who was sentenced to 26 years in prison on treason charges, has been returned to jail after briefly being released earlier this week. Bishop Alvarez is an outspoken critic of the increasing repression of Daniel Ortega's government. He was sentenced in February after refusing to be exiled to the United States. Europe's space launcher Ariane 5 has embarked on its final mission after nearly 3 decades. The all-purpose launcher, described as the workhorse of the European Space Agency, took off from French Guiana, carrying 2 military communication satellites. BBC News.